Today's share in the Deir Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Reishu Tes Omud Beis. We're in the fourth volume of Mishnah Berurah, and we began yesterday Simen Shin Samach Gimel, which will teach us the laws of a lechi. A lechi we defined as a post or a vertical column over here that in certain situations may satisfy the requirement of being the entire wall. And we discussed yesterday that if a person had, let's say, a chotzer, he had a yard that was surrounded originally by four walls, and then one of the walls fell down, so the fourth wall over here that's now open into either a karmelis or into a rishus harabim, so if you put up a single pas in that situation, or if the wall had been there and now fell down, if you have behind left still a wall that is at least four tefachim wide, so then that's considered like the wall is still there. And we said, alternatively, if you have a little bit of the wall left on the left side and a little bit of the wall left on the right side, the lashon of the mechaber was a tefach mikan of tefach mikan, although others say that it's lav davka of tefach, it could even be less, as long as those are 10 tefachim tall, this would constitute a halachically good fourth wall for a chotzer. And he says, this is true. We finish up now on the last line of Reishu Tesom and Aleph, which we learned yesterday as well, but we have one Mishnah Berurah still. V'afilu ein bepirtz arba tvachim, even if there isn't in this breach on the fourth wall a space that's four tvachim, it's only less than tvachim, so the Mechaber told us, kivan shehu b'miluo, since it's across the entire fourth wall, tzarech tikkun, you have to have some sort of a tikkun over here with a lechi on both of the sides, as we pointed out, until it's less than three tefachim. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat Yud tells us, Kivin Shehu Bimiluo. So he says, since it's breached across the whole wall, so he says, Hayimi Bimiluo Lav Davka. It doesn't have to be breached across the entire wall. Dafilu Nishtayer Meakoso, Shnaim or Shlosha Tefachim. Even if you have left from the wall two or three tefachim over here, Kol Shehu Miut Lagabi Aporitz Tzarech Tikkun. Since it's less than the breach, so then you need to go and fill it in. Elo, he says, Osi lafuki, this comes to exclude the case hechoda omid meruba, if you have more wall than breach, the bazer kaimelon the ruba kakula. Then we can say the principle over here, if you have most of the wall, it's considered like the whole wall is there, the heavy kasasim, we view it halachically as if it's enclosed. The alpha pishen omachzik arba tvachim, even though it's not for tvachim, kol shum yishum yosem yaparit sagi, as long as it's more of the wall than there is of the space, this would also be good. Mishnah Berurah of Katan Yud Aleph tells us, Ache ba pachos mishlosha, has to have less than three tefachim for it not to be considered significant. Pirish, she is sakin apirza. It's talking here that you're correcting the breach over here b'miktsas. You don't have to correct it fully, you just have to correct it to the point that it's less than three tefachim. V'lo yishtayir ala pachos mishlosha. And then we have the principle, da'azaveh kelavud, we have the principle of lavud, we've discussed many times, that fills it in halachically for kol shekein. And certainly, in my pirza loya ala pachos mishlosha, if the Piritza itself was less than three tefachim, then it's considered halachically as if it's still totally intact from the start. They insert shom tikkun mitam zed. They don't need any sort of a correction on this at all. So this is really finishing up from yesterday's shir. It's a little bit disjointed. I apologize. I ask people to go back and chazer over from the beginning of Sif Beis to better understand this. Finally, the Mechaber concludes Sif Beis and he says, Vim yesh bepirtza yosem yeser amos. If the breach, however, is greater than 10 amos, which is no longer considered a pesach, that's considered a real breach. Afilu eina bemiluo. Then even if it's not breached across the whole area, but if you have a breach of 10 amos, even though there's still a significant amount of wall left, so then this breach of 10 amos must be enclosed with a tzuras ha-pesach, which we discussed in the previous simonim. Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat Yud Beis explains, Hai lishna lav davka. Again, here it's not talking about exactly the circumstances as we described them, because da'afilu ha-omeid meruba ala paritz gamkin. Also here, even if you have more wall than space, but if you have a space that's more than 10 amos, then you got a problem over here, it'd be osur. The Che'ilu Nifratz Kolakol Sodomi, because once you have a breach of more than 10 amos, so then we view it as if the whole wall is not there, even though you may actually have a significant amount of wall over there. And therefore, Vitzuras Pesach Mahane Apilu Kishimi Milua. And therefore, in this situation, the Tzuras Pesach does work, and this is true even if it's across the entire breach of the fourth wall. Again, this was a complicated sif, and it needs to be really learned ideally all at once, but that's not the way we could structure it. But again, if you're listening to the tapes, you can go back and listen to them more continuously. Now we go to Sif Gimel. Mavui Shiesh Lo Shalosh Mechitzos. If you have a mavui, until now we've been talking about a chotzer, if you have a mavui, which is an alleyway that has three mechitzos, three walls are up, and uparitz mitzad ravi, and it's totally open into either the Shus HaRabim or the Karmelis that's on the fourth side, so then, hitiru belechi. Chazal allowed you over here, the Mechaber tells us, to go and enclose halachically the fourth side just by putting up a lechi, a vertical post over there. And the Ramah explains, pirush, targum hakeresh o'echod, when the Torah tells us that Keresh, the posts over there, it calls them Lucha Chada. They're each referred to as a Luach, a Lechi, and that is where the word Lechi comes from. It's a single post, a single board, a single stick. How thick does this have to be? Sha'avyav v'rachbo kolshu. It can have any space to it, as long as it takes up some space. It doesn't have to be a certain level of thickness. It doesn't have to be a certain level of width. Anything will qualify over here as a lechi. Shi'amidenu b'pesach ha'mavi, that you place it into the opening on the fourth side over here of the mavi. V'yagavo asara tvachim. As long as it's 10 tvachim tall, that is the one place where there is a requirement over here. The width of the dimensions of it, other than its height, aren't considered significant. If what I described wasn't clear, there's a very nice diagram in Dirshu footnote number 12 that clearly shows this. You have the mavui, the alleyway over there, and then you have the single lechi, this post that's at least 10 tvachim tall, as you can see on the left side of the diagram of the alley. This is halachically a perfectly enclosed alleyway. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Yud Gimel explains further. The Mishnah Berurah points out the obvious question that many of you are having. When we learned this previously in this siman, when we were talking about a chotzer, we required you to have a lechi that was at least 4 tvachim wide. And over here, we required even a mashu. There is no dimension in the width, there's only a dimension in the height. How come? What's the difference between the mavui requiring only a lechi of any size and the chotzer requiring a size of at least 4 tvachim? And those 4 tvachim must be attached to one side of the existing 3 walls. So why over here is it different? So the Mishnah Berurah continues and he explains, Hacha, in regards to a mavui over here, Hekelu Chacham, the rabbis were more lenient. Why? Vatam, the reasoning is, Shekol Shehu Asu Yosel Ledira, Shehu Ulasasmishi Hatsneya, Tzorach Mititsuyose Gemuros. A area such as a chatzir, which is used for more living purposes and for more personal, private, modesty type of issues, requires greater walls. And therefore, Lufiko Chachatzeros, courtyards over here, and therefore these courtyards, which the Balabatim over here use them for more personal purposes, for more private purposes and eating purposes, they require a greater type of a wall, and therefore the lechi that the Chazal instituted over here has to be at least 4 tvachim in order to turn it into a real rishus hayochid for privacy purposes, as opposed to mehamavos, a mavui, an alleyway, they use this for personal usage, but not for such private personal usage. And therefore, since this is all rabbinical, the rabbi said over here, a single lechi post that's even less than 4 tvachim, a mashu, would be acceptable. We're going to learn more about this. This is only where we require any size of a lechi without requiring it to have 4 tvachim. That's only if the mavui entranceway into the Rishus HaRabim is less than 10 amos. But if it's more than 10 amos, then it would require a larger lechi. And these halachos for Od Pratim and other dinim ayin sham will be learned when we get to Sif Chavav. Nishmur Sivkot Yadal says this lechi over here can be a kolshu. Afilu pachos mi etzba. It can even be smaller than an etzba, a finger breadth, which is the width of the thumb at the first joint in the thumb. That's the classical etzba, so it can even be smaller than that. The issue footnote number 13 brings down that you can even make it over here from plaster that's attached to a wall, as we had pointed out previously. So it can be very, very thin. It doesn't even have to be an etzba. It does bring down opinions, however, from the Trumas Adeshin and the Mordechai that say over here that the thickness of the lechi has to be at least kichut hasarbel, which is ove etzba, which is the size of an etzba, this certain type of a thread, and therefore there is some significance to it, albeit it's a very small amount, nevertheless, even according to these machmir opinions. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Tezvav says you have to put this lechi in the Pesach of the Mavoi, and we'll learn more about this. He says, Ayin Lekamen and Sif Lamed Aleph, exactly what these dinim are. Finally, Sivkot and Tezayin has to be at least 10 tvachim tall. Meruvachim, what type of tvachim we're talking about? We're talking about the larger size tvachim, velo mitzum samim, not the smaller size tvachim. He brings this down with the Chidush of Rekiva Eger. In the issue footnote number 14, he has a discussion over here. What is the difference between the larger size tefach and the smaller size tefach? And he basically points out that the difference will be a half of an etzba for an amma. An amma is 6 tvachim. So over here, you're talking about a very slight difference, but nevertheless, a significant difference between the tefach that we call meruvachim and the tefach that we call mitzumtzumim, which are exact. Furthermore, the Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, V'asara tvachim mahani afilu lemavoi shegavoa esrim amma. He says, all you need over here is the lechi to be at least 10 tvachim tall, even if the mavoi itself is greater than 20 amma tall. And the issue footnote number 15 brings down for the Bir Halacha in Sif Katan Chav Vav that the Beis Meir disagrees with this, and he says, L'dayto, according to the Beis Meir, ain lechi mo'er l'mavoy shegavoa chafama. If you have such a large mavoy, then a small lechi like this will not be adequate. Mechaber continues, he says, what substance must you make the mavoy out of? So the Mechaber tells us, umikol dover shiasenu kosher, any substance, as long as it's sturdy, that can be used as the lechi over here. And afilu mibali chayim, even a living creature. However, if you're using a living animal, if you're putting an animal over there, then you have to attach it, you have to tie it to the walls of the mavoy with some sort of a peg over here that comes out of the wall in order that the animal shouldn't be able to crouch down. Because if the animal crouches down, it may be less than 10 tvachim. Obviously, if it's a big animal, that won't be a concern. But therefore, we make sure that you tie it in this way that a smaller animal, which would have a height of 10 tvachim, if it's standing, wouldn't have a height of 10 tvachim if it's crouching down, so therefore you have to tie it in a way that can't happen. The Rama adds over here, Vafilu kosher shom adam, not only an animal, but even a human being, Nami hevi lechi, brings down from the Ozeruah that even a human being could function over here as a lechi. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkan Yadzayin, Umayri, we're talking here, Shalo hodio, we're talking here about a case, even where you didn't tell him that he's standing there as a lechi. Shalo hodio shemido l'shem lechi. Because in this situation, if you don't tell him that he's a lechi, imkein bevadi eleflo, he's certainly going to walk away. Who's going to stand there? Shalo yamo chom kol hayom. Who's going to stand there intentionally all day? Therefore, lechein v'in and dafka kosher. Therefore, you have to be talking about a case where you've tied him up over there, and therefore he can't move away. And there are those that are machmir, v'yesh machmir mafil bodio. There are those that say, even if you tell him that he is a lechi, he still needs to be tied over there. Why is that? Shema yishkach, because he may forget for a moment that he's, quote, a lechi, v'yelech misham, and he's going to move from there, and then all of a sudden you've lost your lechi. So therefore, this machmir position says, even if you tell the person he's functioning as a lechi, in the case where you tell him, and certainly in the case where you don't tell him, in both situations you have to tie him over there, just like you would tie an animal over there, in order for him to be a halachically acceptable lechi. Sif Dalet. The Mechaber writes, Im yesh kitzas kosel beruach revi, if there still is some wall remaining on the fourth side, ole mishum lechi, this wall can function also as a lechi. With the caveat, however, obavad shehebo rochav tefach. In this situation, it has to be at least a tefach. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat Yud Ches explains, after lo nasa l'shem lechi, even though this wall was not put there l'shem lechi, it was a wall originally, and then it fell down. So you can't say you put it there as a lechi. Nevertheless, kaim alon, the halacha is, the lechi omed me'elov gam ken kosher. Even a lechi that, so to say, is put up by itself, you didn't say hinin muchad mezumin to put up a lechi over here, nevertheless, that still is a functional lechi if it's there. As we will learn, the common in Sif Yud Aleph, Ayin Shom, when we get there, we'll learn those dinim. Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Yud Tes says it has to be a rochav of a tefach, however, in this situation, and he tells us ayin in the bir halacha. So if you look in the Chafetz Chaim's bir halacha, Dibra Maskil, uluvad shihei bo rochav tefach, so the Chafetz Chaim says that the mechaber ozil l'shitoso deposak le'el gam li'in chotzer. This shows over here, like the previous din that we had by a chotzer, when you have a chotzer, a lechi has to be four tefachim, as opposed to the mavoi where we said it doesn't have to be four tefachim. And that situation by the chotzer was the benishtaya min apirtza bo'inon she'edavka pas shel tefach mikan lukan. And in the chotzer case as well, we said that if you have a wall that's left over, you needed to have at least a tefach on each side if you didn't have four tefachim. As opposed to, if you're intentionally making the lechi, then you only need a kol shu. But if it's the remnants of a wall, then you needed at least a tefach by the chotzer. And therefore, lefi zeh, the Chofetz Chaim is telling us, lefi ma shechranu le'el ledina, since there are those that disagreed with the Mechaber over there by the Chotzer, that if you had a wall and it got knocked down and you have only less than a Tefach left, there are those Rishonim that say that that's also good over there by the Chotzer. Those Rishonim would say as well, who hadin in your neinul in your mavoi. The same thing would work by a mavoi. Just like it worked by a Chotzer over there for those Rishonim, not like the Mechaber, but it worked over there by a chotzer, so too it would work over here by the mavoi. However, ubavad shirov udovaz emi Shabbos, but it had to have been available, so to say, on Erev Shabbos already, v'avi bistama kilu samchozeh, because in this situation we can say, even though you didn't put it up as a lechi over here, you saw that it was there and it can function as a lechi. Now, he points out from the levush, v'inei b'levush mashma, da'afilu imnok kelin chotzer, he says, no, I disagree with this analogy to compare the two. He says, you may be lenient by a chotzer, nevertheless, by a mavo yesh lahachmir dobin and dafka tefach. Even those opinions that say by a chotzer you don't need a tefach, here by the mavo you do need a tefach. However, the Sefer Tov Soshevi Shabbos disagrees with this. Likewise, the Prima Gaon disagrees with this, the Vilna Gaon disagrees with this, and they hold simply like we do that the two dinim are the same. If you hold that you don't need it by a chotzer to have a tefach, it's good with a mashu, so to over by the mavo you would also be good with a mashu. Sifhei, the Mechaber writes, lechi, if you have a lechi, the inoshiv beizika, lomotzikoi, that if the wind blows over here and the lechi is not going to stay standing, so then, lo choshiv lechi, then it doesn't have the halachic status, even when it's standing, when the wind is not blowing. If it's going to be able to be blown by the wind, so then it doesn't have the halachic status of a lechi, even when it's not blown by the wind. The Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Chof explains, v'adin kishosin tzuras ha-pesach. The same halach applies not only to a lechi, but it applies to a tzuras ha-pesach. The lo odif mi-mechitza, she'ini yichol lamod beruach metzuya, she'ini mechitza. Because he brings down from the Tosefes Shabbos and the Shara Achronim that just like a wall, if the wall can't be sturdy enough that it's blown all over the place, then it's not considered a good mechitza. So certainly a tzuras ha-pesach and a lechi would also have the same requirements that they have to be able to withstand in a regular wind. And the Mishnah Berurah continues, and he says, "Va'afilu ein haruach ma'pilu la'aretz elamenido." Even if the wind doesn't knock the lechi down, it doesn't knock the tzuras ha-pesach down, but it just moves it significantly. K'mo shekasa b'simen sinish shamach beis sif aleph, as we've already learned. So then, it's also not considered adequate. The Dirshu footnote number 17 reminds us of the opinion of the Chazon Ish, "Shabein lechi u'bein tzuras ha-pesach." Whether you're dealing with the lechi or tzuras ha-pesach, it's not considered possible from the wind if it doesn't blow it down to a height that's less than 10 tefachim, or it doesn't move it more than 3 tefachim from the wall. But if it just moves it a little bit, that's not considered something that is significant movement. Finally, Sivkat and Chaf Aleph, the Mishnah Berurah says, Lo choshev lechi, it's not considered like the lechi. So the Mishnah Berurah says, Nirali, it appears to me, Dim ha-lechi lemata, eino misnaneh, if the bottom 10 tefachim of the lechi don't move, kigon shekavua memesamer, it's attached with some sort of a nail, o shekosher heitiv lakoso, or it's very strongly tied to the wall, umachma zeh, eino misnaneh, ad mesha kavo asor tefachim, and therefore the bottom 10 tefachim don't move, and it only moves above the 10 tefachim, so then, v'rak lemalu misnaneh, ayideh ruch, and only above 10 tefachim does the lechi move. It may rove govel because it's so tall, so it's not attached tightly at the top, but it's attached tightly at the bottom. So the Mishnah Berurah says, kosher, this is a valid lechi, because the bottom 10 tefachim don't move. The dal mashalamala, because you can view the top as if it's not there. And the shagam king, shir lechi, and you have a valid lechi at the bottom. So therefore, halachically speaking, we don't care if the top moves, as long as the bottom 10 tefachim don't move in a significant fashion, it is considered a valid lechi. With this, we conclude today's shir.